Mother Claire began. Dear family, the Lord has given us understanding so sublime that it reaches down to earth from heaven and makes sense of even the most distressing circumstances in the lives of children and adults around the world. I have given several messages from Him about the plight of those born into the most desperate circumstances. The little African-American child born into a family of heroin addicts, run over by a bus at the age of 7 in New York City. The 7-year-old child in Vietnam carrying a bomb disguised as a basket of food into the dining tent of American soldiers, only to have it set off by his mother a short distance away. Children trafficked and tortured, dying a miserable death. These are things that make no sense to sane human beings and are beyond the ways of the rest of the animal kingdom. They are so barbaric and senseless. Many of us have struggled with the equation. How can this be? How can a loving God allow such things to happen once, let alone go on generation after generation? Scripture reads, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." That's Isaiah 55:8. I used to draw a blank every time I was confronted with such atrocities, until Jesus began to unfold the plans for his children. Since way before time began, He has explained to us that we all have a free will, even before conception. Jesse Duplantis was taken physically to heaven, and in the throne room he experienced Father God taking souls from his bosom and sending them to the earth in bodies that were to be conceived. And Jesus has shown us that before they come into their conception, they are given choices as to what their circumstances on earth will be. Lord Jesus, I would rather you explain it again in your own words. Would you please? You are right, Claire. They make no sense being allowed by a loving God who created a perfect universe until you factor in the equation of sin and rebellion. I did not create man to be a robot, but a free agent under no constraints to follow my ways, rather endowed with free will and a creative mind. That is the simple answer. The more complex answer is that all will be worked out and explained when you enter into the timeless zone of eternity. The universe is far more complex than any man or computer could calculate. There are laws that govern everything, and when man chooses to follow those, paradise dwells upon the earth. But when he takes matters into his own hands, the inevitable result is chaos. There are many things you are not intended to understand on this earth. But if everyone followed the laws I have given, there would be perfect harmony and order. So the real issue is, why did I create man with a free will? Because I wanted him to love and seek me freely above all things. But for this, he had to be exposed to temptation. Man is egocentric and cannot possibly understand the right way to go at every turn. But out of love, he can still make the right decision by obedience. Once sin is set in motion, chaos ensues, and what was formerly perfectly balanced is now tipped and off kilter. this having happened, there must be a way to restore order and repair the damage. That is where the blood sacrifice comes in. The life is in the blood, and life must be offered to restore life that was lost through sin. As above, so below. Everything has an equal and opposite reaction, and so a way must be provided to restore life to a viable form. Thus, my death on the cross for all mankind atones for the soul, yet the chaotic loss of balance continues without end, and so continuous efforts and sacrifices must be made to right the wrongs. I am not talking about salvation. That has been accomplished on the cross. Yet Satan uses all his faculties to bring mankind to confusion and rebellion over and over again. And each day is a new challenge in restoring what has been perverted. Man can choose to be a part of the rebellion or the restoration. The choice is yours.